Good morning, sunshine. So you know how we talked about the Myers-Briggs test in a recent live stream? Well, we're going to talk about it a little more today. And we're going to kind of dig into how knowing your result can actually help improve your life. Plus, I'm going to touch on a very interesting poll that I did in the SPAN group, which has more than 12,000 members and which offered some really clear insight into the type of people who might find themselves attracted to narcissists more than anyone else. So, let's catch a shine buzz. When it comes to creating the life that you want, one of the most powerful things you can do is actually to look inside of yourself, to figure out your strengths and your weaknesses and the things that you love and the things that maybe you don't love. Now, a lot of people can just do this without any sort of outside help, but oftentimes survivors of toxic relationships find themselves doubting everything. They think they're supposed to be whatever they were told by their narcissist or their parents or whoever, and then they don't really know what they love. And if they do know what they love, they push it aside and, well, they think about other things that they think they're supposed to think about. But now the internet offers us this amazing opportunity to test ourselves at home for personality types and many other things. I mean, the fact is, if you want to know a little more about yourself, you can spend as little as 15 minutes taking a test from your bed if you want. And that test might give you really tremendous insight into who you are. I mean, I know that when I took the MBTI test, I absolutely was floored at how incredibly on point the results were. Of course, you learn about both the positive and the negative things that make up your personality. But here's the good news. Once you figure that out, you have a whole bunch of data you can work with. And this data is interpreted for you in ways that you can actually take that information and use it to create a life that you want. Because you can work on A, changing the negatives, and B, working around the negatives. You know, I always say we need to make allowances for ourselves. And what I mean by that is that oftentimes we're beating ourselves up because we find ourselves maybe needing a little time alone, or we find ourselves feeling overwhelmed by something. And in reality, if we just make allowances for ourselves or work around those weaknesses, we can really improve the quality of our life just in that one way. For example, I need at least 1 hour a day where I'm not doing anything and not talking to anyone. I just need quiet alone time to sort of recharge. And I think that's part of being an empath, but it's also part of having gone through a toxic relationship, because a lot of times we end up with our nerves feeling kind of close to the surface. And when you spend a whole day with people or you spend a whole day working on something, and you know, sometimes you just need to decompress. At least I do. So when you spend some time working around the things that you have to, changing what you can, and even focusing on the positive things, that's like the very first step to creating exactly the life that you want. Now, the Myers-Briggs test was created by a mother-daughter duo who published the first official one back in, I think, 1943. It is heavily influenced on Carl Jung's work on psychological types. That work was published in 1923. The story goes that the mother and daughter conducted a study because the mother was always fascinated by personalities, and when the daughter got engaged, her fiancé's different personality actually sort of inspired them to dig deeper. While it's been changed and updated over the years, the original questionnaire was published in 1943. The test was designed to determine a person's personality based on Jung's four dichotomies.
And real quick, I'm going to take just a minute to kind of explain to you what each one is.
Number one, what type of energy you have. So this is, are you an introvert or are you an extrovert? And while you might have components of both, you generally, most people will tend to lean toward one side or the other. For example, while I test as an extrovert, I'm only 52% extrovert. So I'm still 48% introvert. So in general, extroverts are kind of louder, they're more social, they're more active, they're more enthusiastic, they tend to be happier. They might be more expressive with their feelings, they might like to initiate activities, have parties, or throw events, things like that. Introverts, on the other hand, are more likely to stand back and kind of contain themselves. And a lot of times, rather than jumping into a conversation, they will wait for information to be given to them. And they can be really quiet, might prefer more intimate settings, and are generally not known to love small talk. Number two, how you gather data. So this is about how you kind of figure out what's happening around you, how you see the world or perceive the world, how you understand the world around you. And in this case, you might be sensing or you might be intuitive. So a person who is the sensing type is going to be a more concrete thinker. They're going to be more practical, more realistic than the other type. They're going to be more likely to always do things the way things have always been done, as well as what they have experienced that works already. So if something has worked for a sensing person before, they're most likely to do that same thing again. Or if tradition dictates that this is the way we do things, a sensing person is going to most likely follow tradition if at all possible. However, when we're talking about someone who scores as intuitive, we're talking about someone who's more likely to use their intuition and their feelings to gather the data, figure out what's happening in the world around them. They're going to base what they do and how they feel about things on how it makes them feel or how their intuition speaks to them. They're going to go with their gut. These intuitive types are also more likely to be creative and to be able to use their imagination, and they might have an easier time understanding or at least enjoying abstract thoughts or envisioning things in an abstract way. So people who score as intuitive in this category tend to be more likely to come up with original creative stuff and ideas that other people might not think about. Number three, how you make decisions. So Jung believed that people made decisions either based on thinking or feeling, or a combination of the two. But typically we lean to one side or the other. Thinking people tend to be more logical and reasonable, people who score as thinking in this category. But on the downside, thinking people can be overly critical and sometimes a little hard to get along with. They do ask a lot of questions, and some people might find that overwhelming. But if you're more of a feeling decision maker, then you tend to base your decisions on what it feels like to you, or how your intuition speaks to it, or you just go with your gut. You might be more likely to use your empathy or your compassion and your general ability to accept people and things and situations. That's going to help you to make choices that align with who you are, which sometimes, if we're being honest, is a little too nice, a little too accommodating, and maybe a little tender. Number four, how you live your life. So in this case, we're talking about, are you judging or are you perceiving? Now, this is something I had to learn about because I didn't fully understand what it meant to be the judging type. To me, that sounded like someone who was judgmental. But in reality, if you are a judging person and you test as judging in this category, what it really means is that you love schedules. You're very methodical. You like systems. You like things to be the way they're supposed to be. You put everything in its place. You like to get started early. And if given the option, you will choose whatever it is that allows you to plan as opposed to something spontaneous. Now, if you score perceiving in this category, you're a little different. You're the sort of person who colors outside the lines and who doesn't love a deadline so much. I mean, you might need a deadline to get anything done, but you're not really big on structure. And if you're anything like me, because I'm one of those P people, yeah, I'm a perceiving person, you probably need someone in your life or your business who is the other way, the thinking person. I have one of those in my business, and she's also my best friend, and I don't know what I'd do without her because I would never stay on track if I didn't have this person. But once you understand these four dichotomies, then you understand a little better how the test works, or at least how it works to determine your personality, but then you're still like, why should I take this test? A lot of times the test is used in education and HR departments, different career type counselors, also professional development and even life coaching. But the part that I like about it is that you can use it yourself at home to sort of help you kind of plan out your life, figure out your life path. What do you want to do from here? The thing is, the test gives you insight into stuff about your personality that you might not otherwise be aware of. You're going to have a lot of aha moments if you haven't already taken the test when you read the results. I know you probably think this is silly because you are you after all, so you should probably know all the things about yourself. But the fact is, especially when we've gone through a toxic relationship, we don't always know all the things about ourselves. Now, I'm not going to go through all the personality types in this video, but I did in this video, so make sure you take a look at that when you get a chance. Taking this personality test can be really good for you as you go toward creating the life that you want. So please, if you haven't already done it, take a few minutes, go to 16personalities.com and take the test. I would love to know your score in the comments below. If you want to let me know your four letters, that would be great. Now, before I go, I want to do a couple things. Number one, I want to show you the results of this poll. It is outrageous what I found. I mean, you might have already known this, but I was surprised. Take a look.
So I posted this poll yesterday at 3:27 p.m., and I asked, which personality type are you when you take the test at 16personalities.com? I posted this in the Span group, which has more than 12,000 people in the group, all right? And they are all survivors of narcissistic abuse. Here's where it's interesting. As you can see, of the people who took the test, 83 were INFJ. 47 were INFP. 14, including myself, were ENFP. 13, ENFJ. And it goes on from there. We have ISFP, we have ISFJ. As you can see, the numbers changing, getting smaller. Then we get down to INTJ. We have 3. We have only 2 ENTJs, only 2 ISTPs. We have one of each for INTP, ENTP, and ESTP. And then we get to ESTJ. And ESTJ, we have no ESTJs in this group. I found that very interesting. If you'd like me to make a video about the connection between the INFJ and the narcissist, let me know in the comments. And if you're interested in knowing more about how narcissists are represented in the 16 personalities scale, stay tuned because on Saturday I'll release a special video covering exactly that.
Can you believe that? It's shocking. Now it's time for some homework. Grab your pen, grab your paper, and get ready. Because it's time to read the cards. As usual on ShineBuzz, we're going to start today with our Dialectical Behavior Therapy Skills Deck, which is linked in the description below if you're interested. But you don't need to buy one because I'll be sharing every card with you over the next several weeks. And today we are doing a mindfulness skill, and it says, focus on a single minute. Using a watch, sit quietly with your eyes closed, and without counting, do your best to estimate when you think 1 minute has passed. Then open your eyes and check. How accurate were you? If you were early or late, consider how you normally perceive time and how that affects your life. Very interesting. I want you to make sure that you do this tonight for homework. And now let's grab your Super Attractor affirmation for today. This is the Super Attractor deck by Gabrielle Bernstein. And it is also linked in the description below. But again, you don't need to buy it because I'll share all the cards with you over the next several weeks. And today's affirmation reads, write this down because I want you to think about this throughout today. It reads, when I'm connected to spirit, I feel a sense of certainty, magnitude, and ease that I've never known before. That's a good one. When I'm connected to spirit, I feel a sense of certainty, magnitude, and ease that I've never known before. Excellent. And now it's time for the question of the day. And the question of the day is, what is your Myers-Briggs personality type? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences, and your letters in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. And question of the day, number 2, did you know the thing about INFJs? Did you already know that, or did I tell you that? Because I might have heard it before, but I didn't really believe it until I saw it with my own eyes. A poll in a group full of survivors. Shocking. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I'll see you soon.